EW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed amid warnings of a possible Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. Tensions have escalated after the U.S. allowed Ukraine to launch American-made missiles into Russia. A Kremlin spokesman said the Biden administration is prolonging the war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, speaking in Laos, said today the White House will announce a new package of military aid for Ukraine worth up to $275 million.
To meet critical battlefield needs, and that will include munitions for rocket systems and artillery, and anti-tank weapons.
President-elect Trump has selected TV doctor Mehmet Oz to oversee Medicare and Medicaid. He also made two more cabinet picks, former pro wrestling executive Linda McMahon as Secretary of Education and Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary. The House Ethics Committee could decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct by Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. He's denied wrongdoing. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now offering a $5 million reward for each hostage freed from Gaza. In the U.S., the other man in the cockpit for the Miracle on the Hudson, who is sitting right next to Chesley Sullenberger, is now flying into retirement.
I said to Sully, I said, that wasn't so bad, and it wasn't.
He was the other guy in the cockpit when a U.S. Airways jetliner hit birds taking off out of New York's LaGuardia Airport in 2009, lost both engines, and glided to a landing on the Hudson River.
It was actually not a bad landing at all. I was surprised. Water came over the windshield and the airplane nose popped up.
Jeffrey Skiles retired over the weekend, flying his last flight before hitting mandatory retirement age of 65. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Search is on for more than $1 million worth of tequila stolen from Santos Spirits, the brand belonging to rocker Sammy Hagar and celebrity chef Guy Fieri. It was stolen while en route to Pennsylvania. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls in five-serve form. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball, number 15th-ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th-ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then, you know, find a way to be successful. It's special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Houston native Beyoncé will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If your former NBA hoopster, Lamar Odom, Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, some scattered light rain and snow showers. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with rain and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
Back in the house, along with Todd Michaels. You know, we'll start off Mondays a lot with Victory Monday. Victory Wednesday, UWGB.
Big win
just
last
that game
night.
Last night. Yeah, it was fun. Great crowd. We had the coach on here, right?
Yeah, and Doug Gottlieb.
And he's doing a good job. First half, but second half, they
reined it in and made it happen. You said they won big.
They won. It was exciting. Great crowd and people.
For
and
a I love, Tuesday night, that's great.
And I love when I was telling Todd this morning, when I go someplace and they love your show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
Yeah, that you said
so,
somebody stopped you and chatted.
There's more than one, but yeah, he wanted to get on the show, that guy. But
it's the same one person at every event Jim goes to. It's,
and that's fine.
I seek him out. Hey, come on over here. What, you got anything to say to me? Right, yeah. What do you want to say to me, man? Right.
Do you want to compliment my mayoral run?
No. Those days are over.
No?
Yeah, no.
Would you like to be on my show? It only costs you.
Yes. I'll send him over to you.
But Yeah. It's great. It's a win-win.
That was fun.
But not too late of a night, did you?
No, the games are over at 8, 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow. That's doable. You know,
it is. They're 8 o'clock. And, but far be it for me to complain. Little bit of basketball and etiquette.
Ding, ding.
Here we go.
You boys.
Yes. Is this a pop quiz?
No, it doesn't matter if it's boys or girls. But did you take them to games when they were little?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah.
And
but you wait for a break in the action.
But did you bring coloring books and goldfish and it's like,
maybe
okay, so like, what are you bringing? Like, get a babysitter? You know what I mean? If I brought my kids to games when they were little to teach them the game. I mean, I don't play basketball, but I do understand.
Oh, can you imagine?
The people with more points win. That's what I'm trying to teach them, and you got to shoot through this. Anyway, I just thought that was
basic
weird.
Basic crowd etiquette.
Right, and then the other thing. And I got to get back into basketball, going to games, because, you know, I've always been a season ticket holder, but, you know, when they weren't playing very well, I didn't go a lot. And I want to go more because it's exciting to watch them win. And then, again, you know, I want this to be a positive, but do you talk during the games?
We will be, I mean,
it's not
ish,
theater. I understand. Ish. At a theater, if somebody was talking theater, I'd turn around and tell them to, you know, stop.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But
I broke up with a guy who shushed me during a movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
That's all it took, right?
Well, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, no,
absolutely.
There was
another date after that.
He was right. You don't talk during a movie. That's people paid $8, $9.
I had one question.
Oh, you had a question like...
Right.
I don't get it.
And then...
What's happening?
And then I promptly took a nap.
Yeah.
So, thanks for that.
Mm. But basketball, I get it. Football. To talk about like a movie or if you're talking about basketball, like, man, where's he from?
Right.
To say like, did you see?
No, you know, we're not talking about the world events. In fact, so we're a baseball family and
yes.
I often have to relocate where I'm sitting if people are talking around me and not watching the game. And I'm like, well, I'm going to look like a dork.
So you would move before you turn around and say, come on, you guys, let's watch the game.
Because I have the problem with it. That's their entertainment experience. Mm. I would relocate because
I got pretty good seats.
I mean, I have, again, I'm always grateful that there's no visible thought bubble.
When I was
very entertaining commentary.
That's interesting to move because there was, I mean, the rush is what, 10,000 seats? And there were so many seats there. But I thought, okay, maybe you haven't seen each other in a while, you know, first 10 minutes. But it was.
But you get together before the game, catch up, go to the game, watch that, boop, boop, boop. And then.
I won't complain.
At the Herd game on Saturday night, there were a bunch of high school boys. Younger ones, like maybe 14, right? Uh-huh. Constantly in and out. So here's old man here having to get up and down each time. Eventually, I just gave up. I'm like, if you need to go in and out this much, you're going to get around me.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to move for you anymore.
Yeah.
Because daddy's knee hurts. So, you know.
But
did they say excuse me every time or thank you?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Nothing?
No. That's
the etiquette I would be teaching my child. See,
they give you those fans kind of thing so you can slap them and, you know, you've seen those before, right?
Yes.
They were slapping each other with those. And like a little bit of that is fine. We were all kids, but I was.
But that's kind of.
You were over it real fast.
But that's kind of up in the upper deck.
Right.
When because they bring those groups in and those kids have a lot of fun up there.
I was in like the third row.
Right. My seats are on the end and they're good seats, but. I will tell you because I did get a little frustrated. Next time I'm going to move.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not married anymore. I can turn around and tell them, hey, shut the. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's still.
No, but they're listeners.
And then I can't.
We're in the retail business now. They're listeners.
Right. That's right.
They could be sponsors.
Exactly. So you never know.
They were great. They were just great to be around. I love it. I love to hear about the movie.
You've come such a long way. I'm
so chill.
And if John were here, he would just be poking the bear. Hey.
Actually, it was fun. I'm gonna go to a lot more games.
And when I say I get up and move, I'm referring to when I'm at. Like a youth sports event. So not like a ticketed event.
Right.
But there are a lot of seats. I mean, there's probably, I don't know, 5,000 empty seats. I mean, it's 10,000 seats at the Rush.
No, if I'm in your predicament at a ticketed event like that, I am seething. I'm probably angrily texting somebody and complaining and sending GIFs about.
My wife has a great ability to tune that out because I'll say to her, God, can you believe those people? She's like, what?
Well,
like they were talking. She goes, I didn't even hear it.
Sometimes turnabout is fair play, and people are talking so loud and so just everybody. They want everybody
attention.
in on their conversation.
Oh man!
So then I'll participate, and then it becomes weird for them, and then you see how
that's
quickly.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Uh huh.
But
there was a woman that had a birthday that night, and I was hearing all about it. And so I finally, you know, hey, happy birthday.
That's what you want me to say.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So here's my card. Yeah, it was fun, though. And I just, you know, we're here to just talk to people. But I think it's okay if we talk about, you know, there's some universal etiquette. And I think, obviously not talking in a play, but like basketball, football.
Again,
if you're talking about like, wow, that was a great catch or something. But to talk about like a movie,
right?
It's just too
something
weird for me.
Too
and loud
topic
and loud, and then I couldn't tune it out. And I'm thinking, okay, Jim, don't listen to this. And it's like,
what's
worse
is when you tune in a little bit to them, and they're like, and it was a weeping wound, and it just would never
press all again. Over. And it's like anyway. That was a fun game, and they're playing again Saturday. I'm gonna be out of town, but that's not a bad. Evening for $16 a ticket
again, and
great season.
Competition.
They're a little bit more for some games. I don't know how they price the games differently. 16, 18, 22,
based on how the opponent draws. I'm guessing.
Do they have that revenue sharing? Does the visiting team get half the money, like the NFL, or 40%? I should say.
I doubt it because it's a universe. I have no idea. I have zero.
I just know they like the Rush. I like the Crest Center, and they play some games at Crest, which is a much smaller venue on campus, and then they play some at the Rush, which is much larger, and you have to pay for parking.
So maybe they share revenues with the Rush Center.
Well, no, they like. I'll tell you the reason they're at the Rush is concessions, alcohol.
Oh well.
So
that's odd. Todd, you will appreciate my last conversation I inserted myself into because we were down in Arizona, spring training, baseball.
Oh, yeah,
shocker.
Yeah.
And it had to be said. The conversation led right to it. Something, and then I had to hit him with a, that's what she said. And then, you know, it was like a group of maybe like two or three couples.
Yeah.
And the guys just thought it was hilarious. And the girls were like, what is she listening to us for?
Yeah.
That kind of
And then the women
changed.
Got mad at their men because they were laughing at you.
Yeah.
And they weren't laughing
yes,
at them.
Yes, me as I'm there with, you know, there's my husband and my children. You know, what a threat.
Yeah. Well, that's... Anyway, it's fun
I'll
to go to the games.
It goes right. over well,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going with that.
Mm. Yeah. I'm sure I have, but...
Hey, I just... It's shout-out time.
Oh!
Just Da Vinci School.
Oh.
So Da Vinci School, which I'll take some credit for that. I was instrumental in getting that school downtown Green Bay. Raised the
Don't
money. No, I just want to say, and then they remember they're going to move it. We had Dr. Tiller in here.
Yep.
He was the superintendent of schools. And they voted to relocate the school. And Tiller was like, we can't do that. Don and I went to parent-teachers conference. To the PTO. It's really more the school board meeting.
Oh,
so
yes.
We went to that and said, look, the school belongs to Don. And they're like, really? Oh, I didn't know that. They kept the school downtown. That's the Da Vinci School, which is, you know, K-8. See this in the paper?
What do we have?
Number one in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, bravo.
I know,
and our
right,
podcaster
right.
buddy is
Get
goes
this,
to
you
Da
guys,
Vinci, doesn't
so,
he?
So who goes to the podcast?
Doesn't our little podcaster
yes,
go to
yeah.
Da Vinci?
What's his name? The Brett. Little guy that comes in and does the sports updates.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
He does. That podcast kid.
Yes.
He goes
the
to Da Vinci.
Guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He goes to Da Vinci.
Well done.
You know, and you read these test scores and, you know, people can say, well, they lowered the bar, 43%, 60%, you know, proficient in this and that. 93% proficient in math.
Wow.
I would have been one of the seven, but still, that's pretty, I think that's...
No, well, I should have got that equation.
I know,
right.
I should have said I would have been one of the eight.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been funny.
That would have been spot on.
It's come at 6:17 in the morning. Anyway, isn't that great?
That is wonderful.
So we're happy. And another reason Green Bay's, number 12, whatever he said yesterday, to place to live, got to be the school system.
Speaking of shout outs, we know that your mom is a loyal listener.
Well,
so good morning, Mrs. Schmidt.
She is.
Yes. But. I just got a text from my mom saying she's tuned in.
Oh, that's sweet.
And that she loves listening.
Isn't that
and
nice?
And hearing us banter. And that made me feel good.
Well, we would like
to mom.
Welcome mom, but it's not Mom Z.
Nope.
What's your maiden name?
Well, we call her Grams.
Oh, Grams.
We call her Grams.
Okay, Grams.
Hey,
hi, Grams.
So I'm going to see, you know, my granddaughter and family in New York next week. And they're all into what? When she was born, like, what do they call me and Donna? And I'm like, well, Grandma and Grandpa would
Papa
work.
Mayor.
And they're like, no, that's what I wanted. But my daughter, I said, just Mayor's fine.
What?
Captain. Yeah, that was her reaction. So, but they wanted.
Come on.
No, I did. I said that, but she didn't want to do that. But so, and I said, well, what's wrong with Grandma and Grandpa? She goes, well, we really can't because that's what they call
his
parents, and they already have kids. Well, anyway, so they're going back with all these different names and German names and...
What are you?
I'll tell you when we come back.
Oh!
I'm not happy.
The ultimate tease. I like this.
Keep it here.
You are learning, Jim.
Oh, I'm getting this
stuff.
Keep
all
it
right.
here.
Mino's not here. It's really...
Nikki and the mayor.
There we go.
Fine.
Nikki Z.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nikki and the mayor, along with Todd Michaels, were. This is a great day today. I thought it was. Didn't you read that it was going to be like freezing, like 30? You come outside, it's like 45.
Yeah, the wind
50.
Is going to pick up, though.
Oh.
It's going to change.
We'll be in that snowstorm situation.
I saw
the snow tonight into tomorrow morning. So
that.
It could be kind of tricky on the way in tomorrow.
I know.
You guys will be on your own. I'll be staying in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Just
right.
You and John showing up at the station.
I'm sure everything will run
smoothly.
Okay.
Smoothly.
I got
like
an
a dream. All right. Do we have the drum roll?
No, I got an idea. We got to queue up the best of just in case Todd's true that he's not going to be
that
here.
That sounds like somebody else's problem. But
all right. Oh, no. For what they call me. All right. So I just want to say that and that's very common today that people call different grandparents different things.
Yes, 100%.
And what do you call your grandma?
My mom is Grams.
Grams.
Yep.
What do you call your grandma?
Well, she was grandma.
Yeah, see, so was ours.
Right,
grandma and grandpa.
Right. Yeah, and then we would have grandma last name here, grandma last name there.
Yeah.
So, or Donna, granny.
Love it.
I don't know if I like that.
Nope,
her.
It's really cute when it comes out of a kid's mouth.
Wait, is it Grammy? Grammy? Grammy?
Grammy?
Grammy's
it's Grammy.
Cool.
Grammy.
What did
Grammy.
I say? Grammy's.
You Grammy. Said
Grammy. Oh, Grammy. It's
okay,
an M.
I will give that
Grammy.
A bell. That's
all right,
cute.
Grammy.
Grammy.
That's Grammy. And yep. And that's what they call her. And then they call Mrs. Art's grandma.
Okay.
So
yeah.
They're it's like grandma. A little bit different, yep. But grandma's coming or Grammy's coming. She knows the two things. Now, my other kids are, they're bilingual. So one's Spanish, you know, and whatever. The mother and fathers and that. And then, of course, grandma and grandpa. So that's a little easier.
Abuelo and abuela.
Right. There you go. Yeah. And we looked at the whole thing. But no, so Grammy. And then you
what's
they
yours?
Call me. And the, she does, too. And she's only, what, 14 months old? No, well, she should know that. Grumpy.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's what they call me. And she calls me that, too. Grumpy. Where's Milton? You know, because she knows I'm crazy about
was
my
that,
dog.
And that is she's trying to say Grampy?
Maybe.
My kids. Maybe. No. My kids. And then Laura, my youngest daughter, is like, I don't think we should. This is when we're having this
we
family meeting.
We shall not
meeting.
Correct her ever. What
they said.
Papa Grampy. Grumpy.
Grumpy. And they got a hat for me. And And Laura's dwarf? Worried. She goes, what if he takes on that persona?
What if?
It's a little late, Laura. It's a little late, honey.
Laura so, doesn't listen, does she?
I like that, though.
It's kind of cool. I don't know. We never talked to, I don't think my parents.
No,
ever.
It was just grandma, grandpa, period.
Oh, for everybody.
Yep.
But there's so many studies in kids. And like I said to my kid, you know, she's not an experiment. I mean, it's just, you know,
right.
There's a lot of cool things that. You know, I think we did our best. I think every parent does their best. But
every
there's
parent
things
does
that
their best.
It's not confusing to a kid if they're different
right.
people.
Right.
So, anyway.
Okay, Grumpy.
Right. That's what it is. Grumpy.
See, and,
that's
and
my
that
name.
Child, God bless, can get away with it.
She can get it. She's the only one. I know.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
I am going to make sure that I'm here tomorrow, whether or not, right, the weather is bad,
okay, yeah.
Just so that I can fill Mino in on this tidbit.
Mino,
Grumpy. Yeah.
Get a load
I don't
of
know
that.
His, I don't, I met his grandkids. I don't know what they, probably, I don't know what they call him, but that's very, very, I just want to say that and some of them are really different names. And we looked it up, and like I said, not God just a German, right? That, but, and then if you look at the English, which is a little bit more proper, they, some people call their grandpa Captain. I would have been okay with that, too. But
yeah,
I don't think I had a vote in that thing, quite honestly, thinking back.
Well, after Mayor got shut down.
I know. That's what I thought
what
was the best. I know. So
I think Papa Mayor would have been.
Papa was on the list, but I don't know.
Grumpy.
Like I said, I did not have a vote in this thing.
If you could get video or audio of these transactions.
Oh, these meetings? These family meetings?
Oh, my God.
Well, when she calls you that. Like. Next week.
Yeah, I'll see her next week.
That would be
yeah.
Because I need to see that.
Who else? Anyone else going out to New York for Thanksgiving? You know, because we can go to the parade.
Just bump into them. You know,
not
how
the cheapest hotels out there this time of year.
No.
Of course not.
Mm-mm.
So, anyway.
Well, and you guys normally get an Airbnb, so everybody's all together.
Yeah,
correct.
But that my kids. Changed. I have two kids that live out there. So
yeah.
Dad, stay with us. And I don't know. I just like you know.
But I really enjoy.
There's places right. I mean, they live in Manhattan, so it's all walking distance. I mean, it's half
right. But I love the reason that you guys actually like to stay together because
we do.
Yeah, in the morning we just if we're up we coffee and we start our day together.
And we all get up early. We're huge coffee drinkers.
I just think that's adorable. Will you bring some Sarugis?
I have, cheating a little bit. Joe Cerruggi was on our show.
Yeah.
Because his business was 125 years old.
Right.
Which is
incredible.
Very, very cool. And Joe does so much for the arts and music. And he came here and he brought Johnny and I each a box.
You?
And it was like, and then I went there because he had like an anniversary party or open house. So we went to that. And I looked and it was like $68.
Yes, those were tremendously valuable. And if you tell me that thing has not been touched?
It hasn't. It's in my office. I'm bringing it.
Look at Todd's eyeballs even.
I did not open it.
It was gone within.
Don and I went to Joe's open house at Cerruggi's and we bought some stuff. No.
That was nice. My mom tried to go because the meltaway candy bars were only $1.25.
Bought them.
The line was out the door, mm-hmm. around the building and down the street.
Yeah, Joe can't wait till his business is 150 years old because that $1.25 goes in my
goes
candy
up. Right, yeah, no doubt.
But no, I'm bringing that already shipped out Kringles. You know
nice.
That Uncle Mike's?
Yes.
They do a great job of that, by the way.
Love
and
it.
So, because my...
What flavor did you send?
The
salted caramel pecan.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the best.
Yeah, that's what
I prefer the caramel apple.
Yeah, that's a good one. They're all good, right?
Oh, yeah, but you really can't go wrong.
With that and what else? And I think I'm not sure. I don't know if we shipped it all or not. We're bringing it, but you know.
Are you flying out of Green Bay or Appleton?
Green Bay.
So you might have to remove. You don't have to take out your small bag of toiletries anymore, but you might have to set out your, if you bring any sausage or cheese curds.
Yeah, I'm checking.
You have to set those out aside before.
The guys can find something wrong and keep them. No, I'm checking the bag because it's free, you know, on Delta. So.
Of course.
Anyway.
Of course you are.
It's going to be
nice.
I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be, it's going to be
relaxing. And you
guys
do the parade? Do you have to have tickets for the parade?
No, we don't. We're watching it like close to our hotel. So,
okay.
It's just going to be the parade coming up in Green Bay is going to be awesome. I'm actually in that parade. You know how long it's been since I've been in a parade?
Tell me.
I don't know. How long have I been out of office? 6 years. So I'm looking forward to that.
Making a glorious return.
A little less
Saturday.
Stress being in the Civic Media car than.
There's a great story.
Not
one time
everybody loved
at the St. Patrick's Day parade. The float in front of Jim had slowed things down, and Jim was not happy about it. And he stood up and goes, "Let's get this thing moving."
I did. So I'm not. I just got to be chill. I gotta borrow some of Johnny's gummies or something. I gotta get a little less stress. All right, mind on the man. We're gonna be right back.
to Pier to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We all know that turkey is generally the center of attention when it comes to Thanksgiving. But are you open to options? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. We've got one of those options next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
What about a Thanksgiving ham? According to economists at CoBank, some consumers have moved away from preparing a whole turkey for Thanksgiving, and ham is capturing a larger part of the protein purchases. Nick Vorpagel has seen it himself. He's a third-generation butcher at Lake Geneva Country Meats.
We have some people that want a boneless ham. We have some people that want a spiral-sliced ham. We have people that are maybe a smaller group or some, you know, part of the group doesn't like it, and they'll get ham steaks, which are just, like, beautiful, easy to cook. And then we have a lot of people that get, like, a pork loin roast, or maybe there's even people that will do smoked jowls, smoked hocks, and make really rich stews or soups that they like to have for Thanksgiving. It's people that still want to have all those flavors around Thanksgiving, your mashed potatoes and gravy, your cranberry sauce, your stuffing, all of those things. And pork goes really well with that if you don't want to do turkey.
There you go. A Thanksgiving option, courtesy of Nick Vorpagel, third-generation butcher at Lake Geneva Country Meats.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, innovation, that's BioVet.
And the Wisconsin State Fair has begun accepting applications for the 2025 Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Awards. It's a very prestigious honor, going to families that have kept their homes or farms in the family for 100 or 150 years. To qualify for the award, families are required to provide proof of continuous family ownership of a property in the state of Wisconsin for either the last 100 or 150 years. Everyone will be recognized Tuesday, August 5th during the Wisconsin State Fair. That's a quick update on food news for Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, some scattered light rain and snow showers. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with rain, and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024. 2024.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mino and the Mayor with Miss...
Miss Nikki, that's fine.
Miss Nikki's fine.
I think for a little while I did want to be an elementary school teacher. And
there you go.
I think that's what I would have had the kids
call you.
Miss Nikki.
See, to me, again, going back to the whole grandma, grandpa thing, it's Mrs., Ms. Oh, yeah. I that's just the way it is.
Yeah. As long as it's not, hey, you.
No. When I teach, then people call me Mr. Schmidt. Actually, my name badge with my little picture on and everything has M. Schmidt because some people did. They call me Mayor. What should we call you? You know, I get a big kick out of when they, professor. I like turn around and look like, who the hell's that? But it's me.
That's nice.
But we're assistant. That's not assistant. What's the word? We're adjunct, which means like part-time. Yep. And yep. That is a cool title. You know, I mean, professor. Like,
I mean,
I have no, if I told some of my classmates I was addressed as professor, they would, no.
Chortle.
Yeah, oh yeah, they would chortle.
That's a good $5 word for this morning.
For the morning. Yeah, 6:35. He chortled.
They chortled.
The class chortled.
Would you rather them have LOL'd?
No, I would take the chortle.
Oh, how about, would you prefer they guffawed?
I don't know what that is.
Guffawed.
You ever heard of guffawed?
I don't think so.
Aren't you well-read?
No.
Professor?
Not at all. No.
And
How about they were late to class, so they cantered in?
They sauntered.
Well, yeah, I had a horse, and cantering's like between the trot and the gallop. That's cantering.
A canter is also the singer in church.
Yeah, that's true.
The usher.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's been a while.
What do you mean the usher?
Well,
the
canter
singing.
Sometimes they are double dipping.
No, the canter's the one, and when they put their arm up, then you have to sing because you just repeat what they did. Yes, that's the canter. But I was talking about
this is again. We can play password.
I'll pass on that. Hey, couple texts.
Happy birthday, Joe Walsh, 77 years old today. Joe Walsh from the Eagles.
I thought it was the guy that I said to Nikki, who's that? I thought he was the guy that sang, you know, "You Are So Beautiful to Me."
No.
That's Joe something, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
But this is Joe Walsh. Life's been good to me so far.
Ordinary average guy. Pick up the dog, do. Hope that it's hard. Favorite line. Terry from Ashwaubenon, thanks for listening.
That's the bike guy. What's pick up the dog, do? Hope that it's hard. It's because
it's frozen? The line in the song.
Oh.
Yes. Because when you pick up dog,
yeah, it is. It's better when it's, yeah.
Yep. Mm.
Okay, that's all right.
Terry, very
good morning.
Observant.
Enjoy your breakfast.
So, all right. Joe Walsh shares a birthday today with Josh Turner, 47 years old, country music singer, and the one and only, it's kind of easy on the eyes, Mr. Dierks Bentley. Just saw him in concert this.
Don't know either one of them.
All right.
Country stars?
No. Yep. Yeah, I know. I'm sure they are.
Not on the mayor's playlist.
I'm looking down this list of
birthdays.
How about
the comedian?
The only one I know on there is Joe Biden.
You know Bo Derek?
Oh, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I do know her.
And you don't know Dick Smothers of the Smothers Brothers?
I didn't read that yet. I'm kind of going through this. Okay, that's down the list. Dick Smothers was in Green Bay.
At the Carlton?
Nope. At the Meyer Theater.
Right.
The Meyer Theater opened, whatever, and then closed. This is back in, I don't know, probably the 20s, 30s, and then was converted, obviously, into a movie theater, and then it got converted back.
I didn't know this.
Do you ever went and saw a movie there?
Not at the Meyer. No, it's only been a performance. It's only been
as is. How old are you?
46. Thanks for asking. I look great. I know. I know. I look great
anyway,
for my age.
When it got converted back, the opening act were the Smothers Brothers.
Wow. So then who is the headliners?
I didn't mean the opening act. I meant the
headliner.
The headliner when they reopened.
Gotcha.
That's what I meant.
Oh, nice. So then Joel McHale also celebrating her birthday. Are you familiar?
Yes.
Comedian, entertainment network.
Did Talk Soup on TV for a little while.
Yeah.
Hosted Funny a game guy. Show or two. He's all right. Yeah.
Community, I think he was on that NBC show. I like him. Bo Derek, yes. Mm-hmm. And to verify with Todd, I said Bo Derek of walking out of the swimming pool in the movie Tommy Boy. Is that for me, Dad? No, son, that's for me. And he did. Yes, that Bo Derek is 68. I thought she'd be older. And that's like straight up a line from John's book, right?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be older. So happy birthday, Bo Derek. President Joe Biden, 82 today. Happy birthday, bud. Norman Greenbaum, 82 as well. And singer of Spirit in the Sky?
Yep. Is that what we have here?
Yeah. Oh, that's
Todd tying it all together today.
That's awesome.
We are magically
produced. This is a good
song.
Yeah, this is a great brings song. You back. This is a good song. That's high school for us, for me, not for you, Todd. Yeah. That's when he was in the kindergarten.
Oh, did you see the next text? The name Grumpy is great for Jim. Uh-oh.
Oh, my daughter's listening. Good. Thank you, Anna. Anyway,
another texter.
I got to figure out how that's going to go, but I got the hat and... I don't know. It's
so you whatever. Have the,
I like I said, I did not have a vote in that. So I just, whatever you guys want, that's fine.
Have a grumpy hat, like the dwarf grumpy?
Yeah, it just says grumpy on the top. I don't wear hats. I'm never going to wear it. But
anyway, you're familiar with the character?
I got it as a gift.
Are you familiar with the
character? Oh, yeah. Seven Dwarfs. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Happy Dwarf. Can you name them all?
Probably. I got to think about it. I don't know if we're going to do that.
Let's rattle them off right now. Here
Sleepy,
we go.
Sleepy, happy, grumpy. Oh, man, just wait.
Dopey.
Is it Sneezy?
Sleepy.
Sneezy is one.
Okay,
Sneezy,
so that's
Bashful Doc.
Huh?
Happy, Dopey, Grumpy, Sleepy, Sneezy, Bashful Doc.
Bashful and Doc.
Bashful and Doc. Doc I would have got eventually. How do you know those so quick? Did you use it?
I don't know. A lot of time. I've watched Snow White's probably one of my favorite Disney movies.
Really? With two teenage boys, Snow White's... Did they watch it with you, or are you just one of those, I need to be alone, and then you put that tape...
Babysat a lot.
Oh, okay.
In my youth.
Yeah. And, that would be a good one for babysitting.
If my favorite Disney movie was based on what my boys watched, it would be either Toy Story or Cars.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
And the animation, it's changed. Yep. And I appreciate it both ways. That sounds bad. Don't ever use that clip against me.
Yeah. We when we get together at Thanksgiving, or I don't know if we're all going to be together for Christmas. I haven't got that far ahead, but we'll watch Elf.
Oh, gosh. I can just, watch that year-round.
We watch that. I don't know how old that show is.
20. It's 20
years watched old. That every single year, Elf. And
I've never seen it.
Really?
Never.
Okay, finally.
Okay, now...
Guy. Now this is a you're the guy, okay? Because everybody has seen that, right?
Now we're gonna have a podcast episode.
I'm not a big Will Ferrell fan.
I know.
Okay, I love Bob Newhart, but Will Ferrell just does not do it for me. Even Anchorman, and you would think that would be right up my alley.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah,
and I love dumb humor, but. That's a stretch for me.
How come you never mentioned this in the interview process, Todd?
Yeah. You would have taken the other gig.
But Elf is...
Where's my sound bit? Yeah. I need the sound of me calling that other location.
But no, that's... that. We will watch that.
Oh,
that's HR?
That's me calling the other job offer.
Yeah, she's turning me into HR for never watching the movie.
I see. Yeah.
There's something in the bylaws.
Well, right, that you got to be up on the
All right, we do have another text. At sporting events, I spend more time watching people in the crowd than I do watching the game. Vicky, good morning. Thanks for listening. I'm with you, Vicky. I am fascinated by people. I'll diagnose... What's going on?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
I'll have their entire story going on. I'll have put together, they are on a date for the first time from an app, clearly just met before. These people are intoxicated. These people are fighting. These people don't like each other.
Yep.
No. I don't care less who's there. And I'd like to sit there alone. No. Mm-mm.
Nope.
Person next to me. Although these seats at the Rush Center I have. No, at the Rush Center. It's right next to the Pep Band, which is cool. Because I was in Pep Band.
Band enthusiasts.
They have a new director. That kid is, they have good energy in that band. They've always had good energy, but I mean it's.
Pep Band, it's part and parcel with the role, right?
And it's the school, it's the students, and they're pretty funny when the other guy's shooting a free throw.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little, that I will look at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But. whoever else is there.
Oh man!
Except, no, I love a good halftime show with the marching band.
Yeah, well, that was they have a great whatever. They got new uniforms. The it's not really called the drill team anymore, is it? What's it called? Like, it's not the cheerleaders. It's the other group.
Oh, the pom and dance.
Dance team.
The dance team. They got new uniforms, and I. So
thanks for calling them uniforms and not outfits
or whatever. But get this, I think, and I wasn't really looking. Their shirts say, I think they were doing a song by Eminem. And I said, that's because of Mino and the Mayor.
Did you get a picture? Jeez. Did you take any pictures last night?
He doesn't. No. That's, it would be so great if he did that and we could post some of them, right?
Yeah, I didn't. Did I?
No, you didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't take anyway, that.
Maybe.
But back to that. The people watching thing, yeah, some people they really enjoy that.
That's worth the price of admission for me sometimes.
I will do that, though. Like, I'll go for a walk in New York, and you know, 'cause it's Fifth Avenue, it's very, very safe, and that's cool just to see who's there. And yeah, I'll probably do. I don't know, that doesn't interest me all that much. But
when in New York, it's very introspective for me because it's so diverse, and it's just kind of neat to stand on the street corner and you can hear multiple languages being spoken, probably loud and aggressively.
And you're right down there. I mean, I don't know Colbert and all those who work down there, and then all the people from, you know, the networks, you know, NBC, CBS, that's all right there.
Right.
And in Times Square. And, you know, I'm sure they gotta walk and get coffee. I don't know.
Look at all the pages on, People Magazine.
Right. You run into people. So, anyway.
Yeah, do you think people will say they ran into the mayor of Green Bay?
Is that that guy from?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure of that.
Uh-huh.
I think if my daughter sees me, because we're staying. Okay. Anyway, that's going to be fun. The parade in Green Bay, though. Let's give that some props. And we got tickets?
We do. We have VIP seats.
Which are great seats. So those of you who have, most people have been to the parade, but it's a great route. You've never been in? It goes down Jefferson and then ends up back on Washington. Anyway.
Very manageable route.
It is. It's an easy route. And you can get where you're in the front row. I mean, it's not like it's 6-8 deep or anything. There are areas where it is. I just want to say that, especially in the beginning of the parade. But these VIP seats, it's bleacher seating right in front of the courthouse. And there's a little, St. Willibrord does a little chocolate coffee stand, you know, for, I don't know, 50 cents or a dollar. So you want to bring a little cash. But it's a great place to watch the parade. And you're elevated, right? Three,
nice.
Four, five seats. And that is where the TV cameras are because they film right across the street. And they hold up the sign, play now. So you're going to hear the music. So
you get...
These are good seats.
All of the best performers.
Yep.
You get, I believe, Frank and Amy from Let Me Be Frank are emceeing and hosting the parade. So they get great commentary. They'll be very entertained. So if you are interested in a pair of tickets, VIP tickets, to this Saturday,
are we doing something? Or are we
Green
just...
Bay...
Like, we just have people text in for this first round. We got a couple of sets to give away. So
All right. Yeah. So, all right. Just
you and your generosity, Mr.
Texting. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's worth going to, and you bring your or get them and then give them to maybe your parents or somebody that would prefer that instead of bringing out the lawn chair or standing. You know what I mean? Like you could win them and give them away. They're not like know what I mean, which would be very nice.
So download
perpetual giving.
But don't sell them. Don't sell them.
Download the Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBW and text to win.
There we go. The parade. It's going to be a good time. And that's Saturday at 10 o'clock. You can get there at 9 because Frank and Amy do some warm-up music in terms of like Christmas carols.
They're
entertain.
Leaning.
Then all the kids are going to come out there and do the countdown and then.
I've only been in parade. Boom, boom. Whoa, actually, we used to go to the Flag Day Parade in Appleton.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That was our big annual.
That's a good one.
But otherwise, I was in the marching band, so I've only been in parades.
And that's why I'm not crazy about being in the parade, because you missed the parade.
Well, we will have the live stream to playback. That's what they're doing, is recording it to playback at a later date.
All right. But I went, I think 20 years in a row I went to the circus parade. But this is...
Oh, you... Nice.
What is this? Oh, these are yours.
Mine.
It's the babysitter. All right.
Mino and the babysitter.
It's the mayor and the babysitter. That's what it is. All right. Seven Dwarfs along with Nikki Z. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
So you'd throw this, what is it called, VCR, and then just have the kids watch this so
no,
you could,
we
like,
would watch
call
it
your
together,
boyfriend.
Yeah,
right,
and
right,
we
right,
would
right.
make popcorn and
all right, that's cool.
snuggle.
That's a fun
And
night.
I would braid their hair. Oh, it was, and The Little Mermaid was also on repeat. Mm-hmm. Homeward Bound.
Did I tell you my story? You weren't
that's
here.
That's a good movie. With dogs and the cats.
Yeah.
Can you, I can't watch it and not cry.
Right.
My oldest daughter, who's probably, what, how old is Anna? Probably 30. Anyway, she was totally into Barney, the purple
really?
Dinosaur. Like,
is she the, okay, yep.
And this is a terrible story, but I have to tell you this. It's not a terrible story, it's a true story. And she watched it all the time. It's like, and that guy's a little annoying, you know, that music, I mean, it gets old, but she, it didn't, not for her.
No.
So every day, and Dad put this in, and what's it called? The VCR, right?
The cassette tape.
Put the tape in and watch the bar. Anyway. Well, we were living on Roosevelt, and then we bought a house where we live now on Spring Street, and we're moving. And I feel bad telling you the story, but we told her it got lost in the move. And then that was the break she needed, and now... Yeah. Life is good. She's successful. So
she's recovered.
Anyway, she's recovered. So
hey, that would be fun to hear from listeners. Text us with your greatest parental lie to your children. Mine used to be that McDonald's was closed if the yellow arch was lit up. Sometimes the park. Yes, even the outdoors.
That your kids.
That's
your kids. Okay, really, your kids bought that. If the lights are on, they're closed. Wow.
Jim, are you familiar with a little term called marketing and salesmanship? You can sell it.
Oh, yeah.
Got to sell it.
Okay. Wow, that's good for you. All right. So your kids, you told them when the lights are on, they're closed, even though there were people in there and they could smell the burgers. Okay, that's good, Nikki. I'm glad that.
Hey.
Yeah.
So my kids aren't Mensa members, okay? They're not Rhodes Scholars.
That's a good one. So when I was a kid, right, when I was 10, long time ago, we played. When we drove, did you go on drives with your parents?
Yes.
We had a million kids in our family, and my dad, we would go driving to, I don't know, Cato or whatever, just around the country. We'd go for a drive just to kind of get the stress out. And
so the typical Sunday drive.
Right, right. And you would count horses. Did you do that?
No.
So that's what we would do. We'd count horses. One side, and you got, I don't know, was it 10 cents a horse?
Okay.
And we would drive around three horses and sometimes in. But then if you drove past a cemetery in the country, then all the horses are dead.
Oh,
so you had to start over.
Funny.
But what my dad would do, and it took me forever. Talk about not being a Mensa kid. We had cemeteries depending on how you came into town. So he would clean the slate, whoever had more. And because you could drive in Two Rivers, right? There's Forest Avenue. You can come in.
That would be east or west. Exactly what he was doing.
And he would drive in. Oh, your horse is all dead. We're like, oh, man, we're up, you know, $2 an hour broke. Anyway, I wouldn't call that a lie. That was more of a game. But we did it. And I never caught on to that. I think I was probably in high school when I finally figured out, Dad, you didn't want to give us the money. So
I was 30 years old when I figured out that the elf that my mother always referred to around the Christmas holiday.
Oh, did you do that elf on a shelf?
No, mm. No, because that's only been within the last, like, I don't know, 15 years. Mm. We were at my surprise 30th birthday party. And I was talking to a small group of friends, and I was explaining something about Billy Brownie. And they just kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, Santa's helper. And nobody had a clue who, and that is the exact moment that I realized that Billy Brownie.
I don't get it.
Did not exist.
Why did you come
up
with the name?
All the parents used Billy Brownie.
Oh, but your parents used that for you.
Correct.
That's weird.
Universal.
They called
Billy Brownie.
They called Santa's helper Billy Brownie.
Yes. Yep. He had a specific name, and I thought the parents were in on it.
Did he leave brownies for you if you're good? Or
no,
what? I don't get it. What's
just
the connection?
The one that reported back. Oh, I saw Billy Brownie in the window. He must. Yep. Huh. He saw that you didn't eat all of your dinner.
Get them on here. I need a little more detail on that. All right. Hey. Okay, but that Elf on the Shelf, you're right, very popular. We didn't do that, but a lot of people do. There's so much fun you can have at Christmas. This is just a great time of year. We talked about that all
speaking
week.
Speaking of accidentally on purpose, our Elf on the Shelf. Ha!
What's that?
What?
That's how our Elf on the Shelf festivities came to an end. I accidentally on purpose lost it.
Oh, like me and the Barney tape. I love it.
You know
that.
Why?
See,
because
good parents.
I hated,
we got to move on. We got to move on, kids.
I hated all of a sudden going to bed at night, falling asleep, and then out of sheer panic, realizing I didn't move the elf.
No, I know.
Therefore, you sprint and have to move it quickly.
Got it.
And then you can't fall back asleep. So I accidentally on purpose lost ours.
Yep. I get that. That's okay. That's. All your kids will do that to their kids someday too.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so we have a good show coming up here. You know what we're going to talk about this next half hour? The Historical Society of Brown County. They have a big event coming on for the next couple days. We brought in the two people who are like in charge of this, and this is going to be fun because I love history and they know a lot about history and how this community can get more engaged. And then of course we got Ben Indiana Melcourt coming up to talk a little real estate and a lot of stuff going on in the real estate world now that the election's over, people can actually move on. And Michael Freeman from Simple Life Hospitality, that's my guy when it comes to renting your home.
Good stuff.
And then Terry Barr.
New Wisco Weekend.
Right.
Love
she's
it.
She's
Slice
got so many
Wisconsin.
Cool things going on. All right, this is Mickey and the Mayor. We're going to be right back.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Overture Center in Madison, Tim Sowers, who talks about upcoming shows. And Wisconsin-based filmmaker Jared Crooks joins me. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.